This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Penders. How are you, Coach?
Good, Kip. How about yourself?
Doing well. Coach, we had a 34-0 shutout victory on homecoming against McIntosh. Anytime you can get a shutout, that's big.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the first shutout we've had here since 2016, and definitely good to get that shutout at home on homecoming.
Coach, that defense, McIntosh had trouble running the football all night long. You're starting to get a little healthy on that side of the football now. Talk a little bit about guys like Devin Lafayette. We're still missing Octavius Butler. He's the only one that's really missing right now. But Devin Lafayette and some of these guys are playing really well on that side of football.
Oh, yeah. Devin Lafayette, Freddie Towns, A.J. Wilson, Justin Acker. All those guys are getting that. Ryan Buckley. They're all doing a good job. And they're flying around. They're leading the defense. They're on point. They know what's going on, and hopefully this will keep this momentum will stay with us and carry. They have played outstanding the past 2 weeks. Matter of fact, they played really good versus Bartram Trail as well, and then they also play extremely well versus McIntosh, and we're hoping to carry that trend versus Camden.
Coach, what are you the most pleased with on the defensive side of football right now? I know McIntosh didn't really throw the ball that well, but run defense, which has been a struggle for us for the last 10 or 12 years. You just talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, right now, definitely the past 2 weeks, our run defense has probably been the most improved. But a lot of that has to do with our secondary play as well. Our secondary play is doing really well in the passing game. I hope that continues to do it. But what I'm probably most pleased with will be total team effort with the way the defense is going. And you know, a couple players. Ryan Buckley is doing a tremendous job. He played a lot as a sophomore. He started as a junior, so he's got 3 years of playing experience now, and he's really, you know, held strong, you know, in the middle, and you know, he's an undersized kid, so you know, he's held strong for us there. And of course, Devin Lafayette is a very physical kid. He's very quick, and he's been a multi guy, like you know, sometimes he'd come down as a linebacker depth, and sometimes he's in coverage, and he's playing extremely well and playing, you know, in diverse situations.
Coach, talk a little bit about the influence of Coach Tedder on that defensive side of football. You brought him in this year as your defensive coordinator. The kids seem to be buying into what he's teaching them on that side of football, and just the improvement overall, that the whole scheme and things that we're running this year.
Well, the thing about it is we were more specific in how we wanted to handle and approach things. And when bringing Coach Tedder in, Tedder has that experience in managing a whole team, not just the defense side of the ball. And that's what he did. We took roles off of our defensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator last year was assistant head coach, the weight room coach, D coordinator. So we had a lot of hats that he had to wear. And when you do that, sometimes things give. And we didn't want to make that mistake. So this time we had a defensive coordinator that was a very, very good manager. He can fire him up. He's very good with discipline. He pays attention to detail, and his only detail that he has is coordinating the defense. You know, I have a new guy running the strength and conditioning program. I have a different assistant head coach, so he can focus all his energy on doing what we need to get done, and he is doing a tremendous job at doing that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach McIntosh, they run a lot of blitz packages at us last Friday night, and they made some plays on us on defense, and then We burnt them for some big plays. Overall, how pleased were you with the offensive effort last Friday night?
Well, the biggest thing I was pleased with was our ability to make some big plays, because that's something we were struggling with. And the first two losses of the season, we moved the ball extremely well all the way until inside the 30-yard line, inside the 20-yard line, and then we were faltering. And we had a lot of plays, like 14 play drives, 16 play drives, 12 play drives. And having those drives and coming away with no points was difficult. And what we were able to do this time, I believe up to that point, we only had four or five plays with over 15 yards that we gained in one session. So we were able to have several plays of big yards. We had a 44-yard touchdown. We had a 51-yard touchdown and two other touchdowns that were 17 and 18. And then we also made some big plays in there with some runs that weren't scores, but they were 20-plus plays and yard plays, and that was the thing that we were looking for, that we were able to get. And then overcoming the blitzing situation. They blitzed us hard in the beginning, and we struggled with it, and then all of a sudden we settled down and we started hitting big plays because they blitzed us so much, and we're able to score those four touchdowns on all back-to-back drives.
Coach, you had two running backs with exactly 100 yards rushing, Reese Simmons and Jacoby Hill. Offensive lines opened some holes. Now every football game, it seems like we've run blocked pretty well. You wanted the passing game to come along a little better than it did the first two games, but that rushing offense, you got to be pleased with that.
Well, I am. I'm pleased with the effort that the kids are giving. We got two solid running backs. They're both young still. They're both
sophomores.
They're both sophomores. They still got a lot to learn, but the thing that they really bring to the table is the energy level. Both those kids have tremendous energy, and they feed off of one another. When one's starting to do good, the other one picks it up and does well. They're not selfish. I think that's a key thing. They both enjoy blocking for one another. They're just two peas in a pod, and they call themselves the Wolf Pack, and they rock and roll, and they have their own little calls, and they just have fun, man, and that's what it's about.
Coach, you mentioned being unselfish, and that gets back to when you got two hot running backs, how do you manage the touches when you got two guys that are just tearing it up on offense?
We have our 20 personnel package, and we're in a 20 personnel package. Both those guys are in there at the same time. We'll call the play, but they're lining up who's running and who's blocking.
Okay.
Yeah, for the most part, every so often we'll say, hey, we want so-and-so in there, and that's it. And then we just try to keep them fresh when we're in our 10 personnel. We're in 10 personnel. They share the same position. And that we just try to keep them fresh because we know we're going to need them throughout the entire game.
Coach, your wide receivers, Tay Foy, Marion Whitfield, we saw them make some big plays this past Friday night. And those are two guys you wanted to see start making some big plays. So talk a little bit about the wide receiver group in general.
Well, right, because up to that point, the two most consistent receivers we had was Marlon Carmina and Xavier Bean. Xavier Bean is quietly having a good season. He just hasn't gotten the end zone like he did last season. And he's still catching 3 to 4 balls a game, getting really good yards, and having a good year. But the explosive plays is what we're trying to look for and see. And up to this point, only Marlon Carmina was the only one who really had a few explosive plays. And then we know Chay Foy is a tremendous athlete. We know that he is able to make a lot of explosive plays. We're just waiting for it to happen, and it finally did happen last week in the McIntosh game. And no receiver we've had has worked harder than Marion Whitfield in the offseason on trying to improve. And we were just trying to hope it would show up on a Friday night, and it did show up finally this Friday night, and hopefully it will continue.
Coach, you do use a tight end, some on the offense that helps out in the blocking packages and things like that. How are we progressing there?
Well, we were doing really good with Zane, but the defense started using Zane a whole bunch now, and he's having a tremendous job on the defensive side of the ball. So in doing that, we are now developing Bryce Morris. We call him Moose. He's in a backup role at linebacker, but he's a very good athlete. So we moved him to tight end this week here to see if we can get the job done. Last week versus McIntosh, we just kept our receivers in there and moved them in tight because their body types matched the outside linebackers that were blitzing. So we kept them in there and just to do it because they knew what to do. But this week, we're not going to be able to get away with putting a receiver at tight end. We're going to have to put a bigger body there because, you know, Camden's got some dudes on that outside that are a little bit bigger than our wideouts.
Watching these dudes right now in your office here in the Brunswick High Fieldhouse on film. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Charlie, that really, really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, our defensive line, you know, a lot of youth, a lot of inexperience, but you've got a group there that plays really, really hard, led by Justin Acra. And these guys made some plays last Friday night. We had some tackles for loss, and, you know, we attacked the speed sweep. We looked really good, I thought, on the defensive line this past Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a team effort. If you watch, that's probably the position we rotate the most of our players in, going in and out. But things that are making that work, you know, with the addition of Zane Rosenbaum coming to the defensive end spot. You know, he was playing linebacker at the beginning of the year. Then we moved him to tight end, and now he's been helping us out because we had some certain injuries and stuff that we had to get done. We put him on the D-line, and he's really doing a tremendous job. And what that's allowing us to do is move Justin Acker around. Justin Acker, you know, he can play DN, he can play the three technique, he can play the nose guard, he can play rush in, he can be an edge setter. And so now we can move Justin Acker around and try to cause a mismatch with him. And then you got Wilkerson on the other DN who's doing a fine job. He's really coming along and helping us out there. And then you got the big freshman in Kayshawn Thomas. And he is definitely starting to play to the capability we know he is. We're projecting him to be a big-time college prospect as he gets older. And then, you know, David Neubauer just coming in there and doing well on the defensive line also. He's a role player.
He's
a role player. He pinches down. He gives everything he has. He's not a very big kid, but he's very strong in his lower body. And he causes havoc.
The penetration, though, is what I like. You guys were getting – they were penetrating through the McIntosh offensive line, and, you know, that's always good to see from your defensive lineman.
It is, and we also got good blitz packages that we've put in also that allows dynamic players like A.J. Wilson and Devin Lafayette to come off that edge, and, you know, they get to come off that edge – you know, one of them runs a 4.5 40, the other one's a 4.6 40, and they both can change direction extremely well. So having that type of pressure off the edge really, really, really helps.
And that's going to help us down the road against some of these teams on our region schedule.
Definitely.
Coach, your linebackers, they have it's been like a mass unit back there so far this season, but they're showing signs of getting healthy. And once Butler gets back, you'll be fully loaded at that position.
Yeah, and when he gets back, he's a wild man himself.
He's
someone else that can cause a lot of havoc when he gets healthy. But having Crump back, Crump's a little package of dynamite, and I really enjoy watching that kid. He he only played about 30% of the game last week, but in that 30% of the game that he played, man, what an impact player he was. And this week you're going to see him, you know, even in a more of a role as he gets better in game shape. And, we're going to be rolling them in there quite a bit. But, you know, the guy that's been taking his place and been doing a good job is Antonio Thomas. And Antonio Thomas is playing well now with Crump being in. You know how the iron sharpens iron, you know, that competition's getting there. And so them two are going to be working hard at it. And then when Butler gets there, it's just going to be even more depth. But the guys that have been playing in those spots have gotten better while we've been injured. The key now is just to get healthy and stay that way, and I'm excited about our defensive unit.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about number 20, Antonio Thomas. I've noticed that it seems like every game he's a captain. He's out there. He's been a captain a couple of times this year. He's one of these program guys. It appears like he just comes to work every day and brings his lunch pail and works hard for the coaching staff.
He does. He works real hard. And, you know, in the past, Antonio Thomas has had injury problems that's kept him off the field. And, you know, he's one of our kids that also plays rugby, you know, and he enjoys that. But he's been a career backup for us, and this is his senior year. And he didn't want to be a backup anymore, and he kept working hard. And then when we had these injuries that happened, he took advantage of the situation, and it wasn't him that got hurt this time, it was somebody else. And so he came in, and he's been playing well, and he definitely has earned a spot in the starting rotation. And even when we get completely healthy, you're still going to see him play a lot of football.
You said rugby player, translation, that means he's pretty tough.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, and we just, again, like I said, he had some injuries that he fought early in his career with ankle injuries and shoulder injuries, and this year he's been pretty healthy, and hopefully he'll stay that way.
Coach, get into the secondary. We know we got Towns. We know we got Lafayette. But a kid that's kind of just been an unsung hero back there so far is Devontae Gadsden. Where did this guy come from? He's just gets back there, and he makes plays, and I've been pretty impressed with him so far.
Devontae has played well under the lights. You know, in the summertime, he was a backup safety for us. He got him off the baseball field. He's a very good athlete. He can run. We knew he has very good ball skills. And, he had to learn the game. And, he's been playing behind Demetrius Hardy. And then when Demetrius Hardy, was thrown out of the one ball game in the first game of the season, he stepped in on a Friday night with limited reps, and he did well. He finished solid. The thing we were concerned about through the summer was it was tackling. We didn't know how well he was going to be able to tackle when we got in the pads, and he proved himself in the coffee game, and then in the Bartram Trail game, we had to play without Demetrius Hardy, and then he comes in and he shows up big against a very good passing unit in Bartram Trail, and he ends up having two picks. He did a tremendous job back there, and then we got Demetrius Hardy back, but Demetrius Hardy was hurt, so he had a hip flexor, and he played for Demetrius Hardy last week too, and he played tremendous. So again, because of those injuries we had or unfortunate circumstances, he got in there and he's been making the most of his role. Also, Trayvon Smith. Everyone tries him because he's so small.
Right.
He's real short, but, man, he's physical. He plays hard, and he's been doing a good job at the other corner position. And then, you got Mike McGee, who was a receiver last year, who's come in and has also added some good quality depth to that defensive backfield.
Coach, Freddie Towns is a name we don't call a lot on Friday nights, and he is a shutdown corner, which means when you don't call his name on the radio, that means he's doing his job.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of teams have not thrown at him, and when they've had thrown at him, they haven't been successful. So the thing we got to keep talking to Freddie is about is just keep doing your job. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an excellent job. It's just I don't want him to fall asleep back there because we're about to play some very good receivers. We got some good receivers coming up this week. And,
they're going to try him. I'm Camden. Watching this film. It looks like they're going to be trying.
Oh, yeah, they're going to try. And, we do a lot of man press coverages, and I know Camden's going to take their shots when they see and then Kim's got really good athletes. So it's going to be interesting when they get us in those one-on-one coverages. And they're going to go after Trayvon. They're going to go after Mike McGee. They're going to go after Freddie Towns. They're not scared of them.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All right, welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, special teams last week, you know, kick returns. McIntosh had a couple of decent kick returns, and you know, you harp on special teams a lot. So talk to me about special teams a little bit.
Kickoff team was our biggest disappointment this past week. You know, we gave up 176 yards on kick returns last week, and we just, you know, had kids going out of lane not doing what we're supposed to. We worked hard on it, trying to get it right, because you know, we can definitely lose a game on kickoff. So we that's the biggest area of concern. Second area of concern for us right now is our is our field goal unit. You know, we got a good kicker and we got a good long snapper and a good holder, and you know, we block it pretty well, but we've been inconsistent, and that's what bothers me. I mean, you know, we made numerous field goals in pregame and in practice and all that, and we get in a game and we're shanking it, and we've missed two extra points, yeah, so far this year. And with a team that's only averaging scoring 20 points a game, you know, right now we're only averaging scoring 3 touchdowns a game. When you miss an extra point, that's crucial.
That is big. Coach, we've got the Camden County Wildcats. We got to go to Chris Gilman Stadium. We had some success last time when we went down there, but this is a whole different animal in 2019.
You know, they're a very good football team, no doubt about it. They're very good. Their defense is extremely strong, a very physical team. They know how to make plays on offense, and you know, they're good. They're good in the kicking game, but you know, I know this, Kip. We've seen two teams already just as good as them, if not better. And we got to raise our level of play. I mean, we want to be a championship program. Right. And playing against a team like Camden and competing with a team like Camden and getting that win, getting a good quality win over a team like Camden will let you know you arrived. You know, I'm tired of us. Well, we're getting better, but we're still losing. So this is a great opportunity for our kids. Go in here and play, go in their stadium, play against a really good football team, and play better than them. And if we play better than them, we'll win. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to preach. That's what we're trying to do. You know, we always talk about play hard, have fun. And that last part, expect to win, is crucial. It's important. And if we will play with relentless enthusiasm. Just get after it. That's what I mean by that, having fun. Just fly around and then know your assignments, do your role, and expect to win. I mean, you might not win every play, but if you expect to win every play and you give 100% effort on every play, you're going to end up finding that you're going to win more times than you're losing, and then that's going to result in a win in the game.
So football is a lot about attitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Attitude, preparation. That mental toughness, and that's the key, I think, for us to get where we need to be. Is we got to turn our mental toughness into a championship type mindset, and we got to get there. We got to make excuses to do instead of excuses not to do, and right here, let's find ways to win. Let's do what we got to do so we can win. Let's not look at trying to play this game close. Let's not make the minimal mistakes. Let's not hang our heads down when something negative happens. Let's keep fighting and play that next play.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I'm looking at this film with Camden County. They look like a mirror image of us on offense.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of things that we do that are real similar in the screen game, the zone read, and the passing game as well. There's a lot of familiarity there. Sean Jackson's their offensive coordinator, and he's one of these guys that was trained in doing this, and Bob Spires has been using this offense for years up in North Gwinnett. So they're definitely a real similar team as we are.
Coach, what's it going to take for us to go to Camden and win? Because I'm watching these guys on film, and they may be equal to Coffee, but they're not better than Bartram Trail that we played so far.
No, I don't know if any team on our schedule is better than Bartram Trail. That team's pretty dang good. But, they're very good. We're going to have to be more physical. I mean, this is a physical unit, and if we don't come out and be just as physical as they are, it's going to be a long night. And then also, we can't make mistakes. We can't make the mental mistakes. We can't turn the ball over. We need to sustain drives. We need to create big plays on offense. I mean, I know that sounds cliche, right, but don't turn the ball over, sustain drives, make big plays. All right, that's your offensive keys. I know that sounds generic for winning every game, but it's just the truth. And on the defensive side of the ball, don't break. Don't break. We need to do the same thing they're doing. If you watch, causing havoc, making the offense uncomfortable. Don't let them, get that big plays. Don't let them sustain drives. And, give our offense more opportunities with the football, and our defense has got to create turnovers.
Coach, on a lighter note, you have been a social media sensation over the past 4 or 5 days. We had a professional wrestling event Brunswick High School this past weekend, and you got to body slam a professional wrestler. Talk a little bit about that and the fundraiser, how fun it was.
Oh, it was a blast. It was definitely an unexpected turn of events there that we had to do, but with the body slam. But things happen. Things happen, right? In life, and you gotta move forward. But yeah, it was caught on video, and it went viral.
There's been a lot of views on that.
I know Jeff, social media. Coach Brady showed me that he had over 4,000, like 4,400 views on his, and then on Dana's, the one that she posted, had over 1,000 views on that, and that was just Twitter. That don't count the 700 and something that was on Facebook. So yeah, I've been getting a lot of calls from my coaches' buddies and my family members and that kind of stuff. But the event was awesome. Anyone who missed that event, I guarantee you, the next time we have an event like that, they won't miss it, because those professional wrestlers that came in there did a tremendous job. They put on a great show. Everything about it was just a professional atmosphere. And everyone who was there had a lot of fun. That's all they were able to talk about were the different events, and watching the way these wrestlers would fly all over the ring and fly out of the ring.
Yes.
And then how they were with the interacting with everybody, taking pictures and just being very approachable men. And we shot a movie, you know, out there. They were shooting a movie, I think 15 seconds or so. They said of all the footage they got from the whole night, they're probably going to be able to use about 15 seconds of it in the movie. And I thought that was pretty interesting. But what a great fundraiser for us. Ray Lloyd, hats off to him and his crew. Ray Lloyd, he's a graduate of Brunswick High, and he wanted to give back to the community, and actually that's what their movie is about. Mm-hmm. It's about older wrestlers giving back to smaller communities, and that's exactly what they did, and just a great group of men that he brought to our town, and it was I can't say enough about how fun the event was.
Well, we're going to try to turn it into an annual event. Coach, any last comments before we sign off today on the Sean Pender Show?
No, just keep supporting us, and we have a team that I know you'll be proud of. You come and watch us play. We get after it. We're getting better every week. I really believe that. Our kids are working extremely hard, and as always, go Pirates.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.